Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for October 29th, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
Blood verses from Corinthians 1, chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no account of wrongs, love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, and influence their minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet, and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Prayer and blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and everyone here today be blessed, that all prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now a blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I invite all of you here to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer along with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Welcome, everyone. It's good to see you here today. As you know, this time in our society celebrates Halloween in the West and All Saints Day in other parts of the world. It's part of our tradition here and has been for several years in the Many Mansions Spiritual Center Miracle Transformation events and our services at this point in time to follow in the footsteps of All Saints Day, which is to remember those who have gone before us. And so today's service is a commemoration of our tradition and this practice worldwide. Let us pray. God Almighty, we come before you today with humble hearts and grateful spirits. As we gather to celebrate this time we call All Saints Day, as we ask for your holy presence to fill this sanctuary and guide us through this sacred time. Open our eyes to see the glory of the higher dimensions, the kingdoms above, and those places in the spiritual world that you watch over. Let us reflect in the lives of the saints and the faithfully departed who have gone before us. Lord, grant us the wisdom to honor their legacy and to be inspired by their virtues. May their stories of faith strengthen our resolve to walk in your ways, the spiritual paths that lead to illumination. And may their prayers intercede for us as we continue to journey toward you, God Almighty. Bless this service, God Almighty, and may your words resonate in the hearts and minds of those who are present today. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah, 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 and amen. Brothers and sisters, we gather here today to mark this time, a solemn occasion to remember and honor those who were not just colonized saints, but all the faithful departed who have gone before us. And let us delve into the scriptures and explore how we might pay homage to them and why it's important to do so. In the profound words of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, we are told, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." The phrase "great cloud of witnesses" serves as a poetic and potent metaphor, signifying not just the saints, but also the departed souls who have finished the race before us. These witnesses have served as living testimonials, even in their passing, exhorting us to demonstrate perseverance and resilience in our own spiritual quest. They inspire us like an audience in an arena, watching and cheering us on. We're still on the path. We're still playing the game, so to speak, that we might not falter, but continue steadfastly in faith, continuing to take our steps on that spiritual path leading to self-realization, to be fully realized, and then to be enlightened. The Bible's injunction to honor thy father and thy mother is not merely a directive, but a divine covenant. Found in Exodus 20:12, this commandment goes beyond the surface, beyond the literal implication of honoring our living parents. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which God thy Lord has given thee. The essence of this commandment radiates outwards, enveloping all those who have played pivotal roles in our lives, including the ancestors and the ones who now dwell in the realm beyond. To remember them is not merely an act of nostalgia, but it is a spiritual obligation. I'm going to see who's muting. We need somebody to mute their mic here. Jack, maybe? I'll repeat that. It is an obligation, a duty to us. The Bible's injunction is important that we follow these commandments and that we acknowledge this duty of the sacrifices and teachings that our loved ones have molded our very beginnings. The power of prayer is a spiritual union across all the spiritual realms as well as the world. St. Paul's poignant prayers for his departed friend, and I hope I say this right, Onesiphorus, stand as a vivid testament to the potential spiritual communication we can achieve through prayer, as we find in 2 Timothy 1:16, 18. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently. That's when Paul was in big trouble in Rome, by the way, and he found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto the Ephesians that know us very well. In elevating our prayer to the heavens, we create a celestial bridge between the living and the departed. We petition the Almighty for his boundless mercy upon those who have left this earthly realm, imaging them, enveloping them in a divine peace that surpasses all understanding. In our ministry, we have touched upon these higher dimensions through the spiritual practices of meditation and contemplation, and we too have found a way to touch upon those peaceful places that assures us, that gives us faith. For faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. And it is why, as we have been there ourselves, through our dreams, our visions, our meditation and contemplations, that we know full well our relatives and those that are meaningful to us, and those divine beings and saints and avatars in the heavens above who watch over us, are meaningful to us and us to them. Faith in action, as James succinctly reminds us, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. In other words, merely holding faith is insufficient. We must be activated through our deeds. Our actions serve as living memorials to the lives of those who have preceded us. When we follow in the footsteps of their good works, we continue the traditions that they held dear. And when we strive to embody the virtues they championed, we do more than remember them. We immortalize them. Through their actions, they continue to live and influence the world, contributing to the endless cycle of spiritual enrichment. By delving deeper into these critical aspects, we too enrich our understanding of what it means to honor those who have gone before us on this All Saints Day. In a way, we commemorate to those who have gone before us our love, our prayers, and we nourish them in the heavens above. They're not forgotten in our hearts, in our minds, and in our prayers. And again, through prayer and the deeds that we follow in their footsteps, we honor their legacy, thereby enriching our spiritual lives and again, drawing us closer to that deeper understanding of what it means to join God Almighty in the Christos, in the higher dimensions above, where someday we will meet those souls that have been endeared to us in this physical world, those who have been our friends, our acquaintances, those that have been meaningful to us, and those that have gone before us, our spouses, our parents, our grandparents, our friends, perhaps our children, and all those who are meaningful to us. So in conclusion today, it is good that we have this point in time, and part of our tradition, part of our community, is to follow in the practice, humbly remembering those that have gone before us. I know we do remember those who are immediately in our family who have passed on. We think of them every day, or we think of them quite a bit. We have friends that have passed on throughout our lifetimes, and occasionally we remember them and we miss them. The pain and the grieving of people who have gone before us is a demonstration of the affection and the love that you have had for these people, whether casual acquaintances, close friends, close to you in other ways, being family members. By grieving, you honor them. But you shouldn't continue with the pain, for there is no pain in the higher dimensions. The pain you're feeling is the pain of love. And unfortunately, it comes along with love. It's part of love. So learning to love, embrace this, fill your cup up with this pain so that you can experience it fully, as Yeshua would say. To understand the pain is to understand the meaning of love. If you didn't care about the person, you wouldn't feel the pain. That means you didn't feel their love. Now remember, it's important to say prayers to those that you miss, but also it's important to your parents and grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents all the way back as far as you care to go. Our Mormon friends keep tabs of all their relatives and ancestors. They write and record everyone's name. In the good book, you will find also that there is a lineage of keeping track of ancestors. You remember, and I won't go into detail, but so-and-so begat so-and-so who begat so-and-so. Why is that in the good book? Well, in a simplistic way, it's part of the lesson today. Remember those who have gone before you. And remember this too, my friends. They live inside of you. Your soul DNA has their lineage. Their DNA is in you. And so you are an ambassador. You are entrusted with carrying the family seed, if you will, the family meaning, the purpose of the family. It's all upon you. So by praying to your ancestors and your parents and your dear friends, you honor them and give them sustenance in the higher dimensions, but you're also honoring yourself. We hope to continue this tradition in our community, and when we have our greater facility, we will carry out similar activities which are carried out in Europe. And I'm going to suggest this to you. I'm not going to direct you, but I'm going to suggest this to you, that a way of remembering those who have passed on is to once in every year go to visit the grave sites of those that are your relatives. In Europe, there is the placement of flowers and candles in the cemeteries where the family members have been interred. I would like our community to carry on that tradition, that we would perhaps once in every year visit our parents or our children, our grandparents, and those who are meaningful to us. I know that sounds like a lot of work, going to all these different places, but once a year, we can afford the time. And I think it's somewhat like spiritual food, if I can use it that way, to those people who are in the higher dimensions. It nourishes them through the frequency and vibration of prayer in those dimensions. They aren't simply forgotten. And that vibration or frequency, thought and prayer is like spiritual food. And it gives them the greatest thing they can possibly need, I guess, in that dimension, and that's love. So with that, my friends, let us pray. God Almighty, as we conclude today, the memory in our hearts filled with gratitude for the great cloud of witnesses that have shown us the path to you. Thank you for granting us this time to reflect, remember, and honor the lives of the saints, those who are the higher developed and enlightened beings, those who guide us, protect us, answer our prayers, and fulfill all our needs and wants, desires, and give us sustenance for our daily bread and for those things we need in this physical life. But also, we honor the dearly departed loved ones who are so meaningful to us, ingrained in our memory and our hearts forever. As we go forth from today, may we carry their memory not just in our thoughts, but in our actions. Help us to be the light in the world that they were, following in their footsteps and living a life that is pleasing to you, God Almighty. May the lessons we have learned today inspire us in our daily lives, and may we be ever mindful of the impact we can make to your kingdom here on earth. We pray for your divine guidance, protection, and everlasting love to be with us until we gather again here in your holy name. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of the Holy Family, Mother Mary and Father Joseph, and to Yeshua the Savior, also known as Jesus the Christ, the Compassionate, and the Messiah. Amen.
Come behind us, find May the clues that they discover and those memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey, to obey.
Okay, thank you, Linda, for that lovely music. The spiritual virtual healing part of our ministry will start now. In preparation for this, remember, all you need to is ask. The great promise is ask and it shall be given to you. But there's two conditions, seek and find. So whatever you're asking for today, know that it will be given, or a way will be found for you to find it, and it will be given to you. I was going to ask Beto, can you interpret for me when the time comes if I need to speak to our friends in Peru?
Yes, no problem.
Gracias. All right, my friends, as we start today, hola amigo, amiga, as we start today, remember that God is everywhere. We're going to start with virtue healing and send it to our loved ones in the higher dimensions, just because they have priority. They are close, and whatever they need in those dimensions, we're going to ask God Almighty to provide it for them. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Through our community that is here today, more than 51 people are gathered here today in your name. And therefore, by the great promise, you are here also with us. Feel the love that is surrounding you now as God is in our presence. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Our first priority, and it is our pleasure to do so, is to ask for your divine application of whatever it is necessary for those souls and divine beings above that are meaningful to us, our children, our spouses, our parents, our grandparents, our dear friends and loved ones to whom we have met through our life. that we ask a special blessing to them, all of them, and to those that are meaningful to themselves in these higher realms, dimensions, and kingdoms, that they receive whatever it is they need to receive as sustenance, as benefit, as virtue. And we do so in the name of the divine. All those who have come into the world before us, those divine beings and way showers, prophets, and divine beings of light, we give now this blessing and ask in your name for virtue to all of them and everyone who has done good in the world, the avatars and saints, all those who have been in the world to show us the way. So mote it be. Dear God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless each and every one that is here today as they attend our community ministry virtue healing service. To those people who are listening to phone on the phone calls, to Raquel, to Will Santos, to Jean, to Sterling, to Jesus, to KB, PJ, Alexandra W, Regine, Brandon, Celeste, John M, a Zoom user, to Rebecca S, to Karen M, to Carol on her iPhone, to Don, to Shirley Ann in her hospital, Oberly, Reverend Rebecca, William, Carol, Vivian, to Carrie, to Larry, Angela and Baby, I guess, I can't see the name just now, to Joe, to Anna G, to Maria, to Joan and Owen in Peru, to Anne Pilgrims, to Beto, to Joy S, to Tim C, to Beverly, to Reverend Doug, to Reverend Michael, to Patty, to Jim and Sherry, to Linda B, to Paul Hughes, to Sue D, to Santiago, to Mark, to Deacon Dave and Carla, to Diana D, to Jack and Sandy. Feel the love that God sends as I say to your name, and I especially ask for prayers to go to Reverend Michael as he goes through his therapy and his time in his life. We're going to see the disease flowing out of his body and virtue flowing into his body through the top of his head. And it will continue for the entire service, if not the rest of the day, until Reverend Michael is recovered. To Patty, we're going to spend special prayers to help her with the aches and pains in her body, that there will be virtue relieving all the issues allowing the body to be more flexible, restoring all the cells to their proper frequency, vibration, easily and comfortably now. Especially to our friends Rhea and his wife Arana, who is about to pass, we ask for the angels to give special comfort to Rhea and his family, and for the angels to guide Arana into the higher dimensions above. To our friend Ian Conaty, who has had some issues, we especially ask virtue to go to him, as he has been a great friend to our community. We ask God Almighty for a blessing of the clergy, the members, past presidents, current president, trustees or directors of the corporation, and those who are the directors of our American sister organization in Texas, that we are guided by wisdom and your divine hand, protect us, guide us, send to us those angels, divine beings above, and those in the world who will assist us. That our goals will be accomplished, that we will overcome any darkness that befalls us, that angels and divine beings will be our friends and closely watching over us and protecting us all. In this time in the world when there is such violence, and we're on the verge of world war, we ask for a blanket of love, of compassion, to fall into those hot spots around the world where the great Satan is at work. In the Middle East, let there be reason and compassion and patience to de-escalate any aggressions, any hatreds, any desire for violence. In Russia and Ukraine, we ask the same. May a great blanket of compassion come over that area of the world. And of course, to all areas where there has been violence and innocent people have lost their lives, may a blanket of love spread across the land, stopping those people who are acting without thought, who are acting in violent ways. Let them be subdued. Let compassion come into their hearts and minds. We know this is a time of renovation and the world must go through these difficult times. But let the world itself, through its weather patterns, volcanoes, earthquakes, and tsunami, also feel the compassion and whatever sin is affecting the world in such ways, may that sin be subdued, eradicated, or replaced with love, forgiveness, as those in the world repent. To those who are lights in the world, let their light be bright, let their actions of compassion be expanded, and may the results of their actions in the world be fruitful and productive. From these great aspects in the world to the people that are here today, I speak to you. We speak to you as you are here in our presence. We are grateful for our lives, God Almighty. We are grateful for the virtue that flows through each and every one that is here. We are grateful for the healing that has taken place to those who are here today and to those who have been here, and that they have received benefit. We ask for guidance to expand our ministry, that our words of compassion and love will be heard in all the world's great religions to those who are akin to our accord of love, of peace, of seeking to better ourselves, to expand our spiritual abilities, talents, spiritual gifts, that we can help others in the world through these abilities. We are grateful for the light that you gave us to see by. We are grateful for the healing that is going to each and every one that is here today, and that it will continue through the virtue, circulating through their bodies, going to wherever it is needed, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and to all their physical needs, financially, sustenance, places of shelter, and to be loved and appreciated, that they might find fulfillment in all the things that they do, that they will feel accomplishment. And above all, they will find a way, a path, a closeness to you, God Almighty, to all the avatars and saints who have been sent to help us, to watch over us, to show us the way. And again, to those who have gone before us, our loved ones, those that are meaningful to us, those that are important to us, we ask on their behalf and on the behalf of all that are here today for virtue to go to them to fulfill whatever their desire, their need, or their want is. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this community. We are grateful that you have chosen us to be a light unto the world. We are grateful for your protection, as the shadow of darkness will try to deter us, to dissuade us, and to prevent us from taking our steps to being an organization, a community, who are following in your directions and the teachings of Yahshua, the great Savior. With that, Patty, if you have any special prayers for anyone, please mention
their
name.
There are several for today. For Carol, we're released from insomnia. For Jim, relief from liver and prostate cancer. For Owen, for relief from high blood pressure and vision difficulties. For Joan, relief from Alzheimer's and dementia. For Crystal, relief from high blood pressure and dizzy spells. For Doug, for relief from severe digestive and illumination problems. For Diana, relief from problems with her knee and back. And the last is for Anthony, for relief for successful work.
Ask and you shall receive in my name, God Almighty. Seek solutions to all that you have asked for. Knock on any door, ask anyone to help you as well, and know that God is guiding your path. The great promise is ask and it shall be given. Then do everything in your power, my friends, my brothers and sisters, to make it happen. Know you are part of our community, and it makes you special. We have a covenant with God taken years ago. We are an important organization, and the evidence of that is that we take care of our members to the best of their spiritual fulfillment. They will be rewarded. They will be aided. They will be helped even unto the day of their death. They will not be alone. You will not be alone. Remember, you are part of this community. And at the end of the service today, it doesn't stop. You are part of this community every day, every hour and every minute of every day. And indeed, there will be those times it will try your faith. You might feel alone. You might feel frightened. You might feel uncertain. You might feel that God has forgotten you. This is natural. It is the human thing. But remember, you are not alone. The greater our effort, the greater your need, the greater God will be with you. That's the promise. Why? Because you choose to believe in God Almighty. And now you take actions to demonstrate that belief, even in the darkest, difficult times. Remember, God is with you. It's difficult to get to that point of total and complete faith, but this is what our spiritual journey is all about. Yahshua showed us the way. He knew he was going to be punished, tried, and convicted through unjust ways and means, and he knew he was going to be tortured and then executed in the most heinous way. He knew, but he fulfilled his destiny. He took upon himself, the sins of all the world. I can't comprehend what that means, other than to say he took upon himself a way through the darkness, a way through the treachery and difficulty and evil. And he found a way to overcome this darkness for us. We will follow in his footsteps. We will improve ourselves. We will follow through these shadowy times because a path has been established. Because Yahshua found the way and made the sacrifice to open the spiritual doors, the gates, the path, the temple. And therefore, we will not perish. Remember this, my friends. Everyone needs a mentor. Everybody needs a way shower. There are watchers looking over us now who are showing us the way. And as more and more people believe, as more and more people join our community, which is all-inclusive, which we intend to be the basic spirituality of love and compassion, then we will become a greater light. And there, who could be against us if God Almighty is with us? Remember this all the time, even in those dark and difficult times. Reach out and remember you are part of the community because you choose to be part of the community. And as the community, we choose you as a believer and as someone in accord with our teachings, our thoughts, our understandings, and our willingness to take our steps. This is your rite of passage. This is your great spiritual advancement. Beto, if you'll translate for me.
Yes.
First, say hello to our friends in Peru.
Anybody in specific?
Yeah, they have on their video Joan and Owen. I'm not sure if that's their
next. Oh, okay. Buenos días, Joan y Owen. Voy a traducir lo que va a decir el Mr. Cottrell.
Can you hear us? Ask them.
¿Nos puede escuchar? ¿Nos puede oír?
Amigo, can you hear us? Sí, sí. Turn on your micro. Tell him to turn on his microphone, Beto.
Prenda su micrófono para que lo pueda contestar, para que lo podamos oír a ustedes.
Okay, tell them we're sending everyone. We went, if you see the video, you see the lady in the background there, and you see the man, send them virtue now. Put your hands on their video, and we'll say, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Beto, repeat the prayer, please.
Okay.
God Almighty, three times.
Dios Todopoderoso, Dios Todopoderoso, Dios Todopoderoso.
Please bless these people in Peru.
Por favor, mándeles esta bendición a nuestros amigos en Perú.
Members of our community.
Miembros de nuestra comunidad.
With virtue.
Con virtud.
To relieve this man and woman of their illness immediately.
Para quitarle todos sus males inmediatamente.
And everybody send love to these people now. Beto, ask him if he can hear our prayer.
¿Puede oírnos la oración? ¿Nos pueden oír lo que está diciendo Mr. Cottrell?
Just tell him to nod his head.
Mándale señal con la cabeza diciendo que sí.
Okay, good. I'm not sure if he's understanding or can hear us, Beto, but sí, sí. Everybody just keep sending the energy to them. And we say, and we can repeat for me, Beto, in the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of the Lady of Guadalupe.
En nombre de Dios, Jesús Cristo, y en nombre de nuestra Madre Guadalupe.
We ask for blessings of healing to these couple.
Le pedimos por rezos de
the man and the wife.
I forgot how you say healing in Spanish.
Okay. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for the healing that is taking place.
En el nombre de todo que es bendito, le pedimos.
In the name of the Lady of Guadalupe, amen.
En el nombre de nuestra Madre Guadalupe, amén.
Thank you, Beto. Gracias, amigo.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else we should be... Whoops. I got a bunch of stuff going on the screen here. Okay. Is there anyone else, Joe or Patty, that we should be remembering? Okay. Then let us pray a final prayer of thank you, of gratitude. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, on this special occasion of remembering our departed loved ones and to those saints and avatars and the Messiah who's come into the world, we are grateful. We are grateful for our lives, and we are grateful for our community, and we are grateful for this day. Let us be filled with courage, with faith. Let us be triumphant over the darkness, the uncertainty that comes into our lives. Let the world be triumphant over the evil and the darkness and the Satan that is at work in the world through the minds, the weak minds of those misguided souls. Let the power of the Christ spread over the world easily and comfortably, stopping all fires of contention, protecting the babies and children and women and innocent, no matter where they are. Having compassion in the minds of the world's leaders that they will be and take actions for their constituents, their followers, and those that are subordinate to them, that it will be for the greater good of their countries, of their peoples, than for themselves. We ask for the washing, the cleansing through the Lamb's blood, the sacrifice that has been made to remove the evil that is creeping into our world. We call upon all those divine beings above in all the dimensions to bring light into our world, to bring peace into our world, to bring light and peace into our hearts and our lives and in our community. Let this community be strengthened with the power and the might through our faith and belief of Yahshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, and especially God Almighty, the grantor and giver of all things, the Alpha and Omega. Hear our humble prayer. We are grateful. This is a time of great need. We know we are not alone. We know we will not be forsaken. Give us the light and the peace to proceed in this time. In the name of all that is holy, bless us each and every one with all that we need, with good health, with peace and prosperity, and with a community that comes together so that we can support one another with our prayers, our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, my friends, my brothers and sisters. This concludes the virtue healing section of our service today. And as we come to the end of our service today, I think Reverend Rebecca is here today. And if she wouldn't mind, if you're here, Rebecca, if we wouldn't mind having a closing prayer, putting you on the spot, I know. You have to unmute, I think, Rebecca, if you're willing. If you're able or capable, I don't know, maybe you're doing something else. Okay. I want to say hello to everybody. I think we have a new record here today. Patty, may I ask you, well, first of all, Carol, how are you doing from Wednesday? Unmute, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they said that they were looking just to see if there was nothing in the way by having the heart valve transplant, and they found everything was A-okay, and I'll be going back November 14th to actually have it done. Thanks.
Okay, well, we were praying for you on Wednesday, so we're glad you sort of got a green light.
Thank you.
Okay.
Carol?
Yes?
Before your surgery, send an email to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com and request the Urgent Healing Group to send you energy before your service, before your...
surgery.
Before your operation, during and after your operation.
Before, during...
So,
just
the operation is on the 14th, is it, what you said?
It'll be on November 14th.
So I would suggest maybe November 12th.
I'll send it now. Send it now. Joe will remember.
Send it now. We'll set it up. So we'll be praying for you definitely the day before, during the day, and after the day at least.
Okay.
Thank you, Brother. Just please tell me the email address one more time.
manymansions.helpline@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Okay. It's in the chat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay, so Reverend Rebecca, are you there? Did you want to say a closing prayer?
I will say a closing prayer of gratitude.
Well, wait to see if Reverend Rebecca is there. We'll turn it over to you in a minute, Doug. I'm just looking at Stephen. Got a great t-shirt on there. I can't read what it says, Stephen, but it looks pretty cool. Does that say aloha? No. Okay. Shirley Ann, I hope you felt the energy today.
I did.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at everybody. Will Santos in Arizona, I hope you're well, my friend. Patty, yeah. How many people do we have today, do you think?
It's about 58.
I think this is a new record. We're on our way to 100, okay, everybody? And for those people who are new here today or those people who have rejoined us, feel free to send emails to the email addresses that are in the chat. If you're in the U.S., there's an email, and if you're in Canada, there's a different email. manymansions144@gmail.com is the Canadian one. And please consider contributions. For $20 or more, we will send you, Jack or somebody, will send you a cup of hope. Cup of hope, and I mean it's a real cup. We'll put the hope inside, okay? So... But $20 or more, they make great Christmas gifts. They make great birthday gifts. They make great uplifting gifts. What better gift can you give to somebody than they get a little package in the mail when they're feeling down and out, and it's got a cup of hope? Maybe put a few candies in there. Please consider it. Please do it. We need money. We have some upcoming expenses. We need a lot of money. And we're looking towards two properties, one in Dallas, and Fort Worth, I should say, and one in Campbellford. And if our friends Beto, you can say, I might be in Peru sometime next year. Would you tell them, please?
Yes. What is their names again? What's the names again? Owen and...
Owen and Joan, I think it was.
Oh, okay. Mire, buenos días, Owen and Joe. El Mr. Cottrell dice que va, a lo mejor va a llegar para allá a su tierra en Perú.
Yeah. Well, he's not in Peru. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, I'm in Canada, but I might be coming to Peru next year. Tell him, Beto.
Dice que él está en Canadá, pero a lo mejor va para allá, para Perú, el próximo año.
Más o menos, Julio, how do you say June or July?
En junio o julio, mejor va. En esa temporada.
Depending on what the Lady of Guadalupe says. Go ahead.
Depende en lo que dice la Virgen de Guadalupe. Va a llegar en esa temporada.
And then ask him, is his wife and himself doing better?
De salud, ¿están progresando? ¿Usted y su esposa?
Yeah, I think he doesn't know. I think his microphone shut off.
Can you try this?
Did you get anything, Beto, there? No?
No.
Okay.
No, sorry. We're in Canada, actually.
Yeah. Okay. That was just intuition.
Okay. Someone said that they're in Canada.
They're going to come to Canada?
No, that they are in Canada.
Oh, no,
I did. They're not in Peru?
No. John and Owen in Canada.
Oh. That's even better. Okay, thank you. This is good. The vibrations of the virtues getting there closer. I don't know why I didn't know that. Okay, we'll say this is the end of the virtual healing. I'm glad we had a little chat with our friends. I thought they were in Peru, like some other people that have been here. What was I going to say? Oh, one other thing. Let's bless Jack on his trip on Tuesday. Is Sandy going with you or are you going by yourself, Jack? Okay. So Jack and Sandy are heading on over to Texas on Tuesday. And they're going there to do some work on Many Mansions Fort Worth. So we'll say an extra special blessing to guide them on their way to have a safe trip, have a successful everybody. Dear God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to guide Jack and Sandy and our friend Raul in Fort Worth on Tuesday when they have a meeting to help establish and further our efforts to build the Many Mansions Spiritual Healing Community in Fort Worth, Texas. Guide them, protect them, and may their trip be extremely fruitful and prosperous. Okay, somebody's talking, I guess. So, all right, with that, I don't know why I didn't know they were in Canada. That's it got me. With that, we have some announcements to make and things. The social time will now take place. And as I normally do, I will retire. It takes a little bit of energy out of me. And I'll let you go back to talking with among each other. It's good that you're all here. If you're new, if you're here for the first time, there's lots of ways to get in touch with us. We will answer all your questions. Patty's doing a great job with the chat, and we'll look forward to seeing you. You can go to the International School of the Prophets and get some information there, and go to Many Mansions sc.org and sign up for the newsletter if you're not getting it. And Reverend Rebecca will be conducting the Thanksgiving service in November, just as a reminder. It's good to see you all. I think I will turn it over to you, Doug, as far as the social part goes. And I want to thank Paul for conducting or producing, I should say, the radio show. And let's turn on the other computer here. Looks like we're still running. So I'll say goodbye for today. And may God bless each and every one of you. And we'll see you next week. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.